Azure Time Series Insight just got a big rev, especially for industrial IoT scenarios. Today, with Deepak Pellet from the Time Series Insight team, we'll learn everything we need to know about this Gen 2 of Azure Time Series Insights today on the IoT Show. Hey everyone, you're watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we have a regular. We have Deepak Pellet with us. Hey Deepak, thanks for joining the show today.
Thanks, Olivier. Hello everyone, my name is Deepak Pellet. I'm a program manager on Time Series Insights team at Microsoft.
Awesome. And so today with Deepak, we're going to talk about Time Series Insights updates. There's a new generation of Time Series Insight now available for everyone to use in production. And it's been designed with industrial scenarios in mind, right? Try and tackle some of the key scenarios our IoT customers are asking for, right, Bill?
Thanks, Olivier. Yes. Today we'll be talking about industrial IoT data analytics platform and you know the considerations for that. So for the most part, when we talk to customers, what we have learned over time is industrial IoT data lacks structural consistency. It needs contextualization for you to understand how you can take this data and correlate it to you know the ecosystem that we have. Then you know for the most part, the consideration that customers have is, hey, how can I take this data and integrate that with you know the other systems that they own, like first party, third party, such that you know the integrations come together to give them value of you know what they can go and optimize on within operations. And lastly, you know for the most part, you know customers need infinite retention for IoT data because they want to store it for long term and do advanced analytics scenario as well as you know triage of how can they get or how can they see improvements in their business processes.
Okay, so I understand the requirements from our industrial IoT customers. Let's look at Time Series Insights. Let's give an introduction at a high level. What is Azure Time Series Insights for our audience to understand better? And then we'll talk about the capabilities and the features.
Thanks, Olivier. Yes, that's right. We took the learnings from our Gen 1 product, which is in GA, and all the considerations that our industrial IoT customers have, and we eventually you know, put together a plan for Gen 2, which will be GA now. With Gen 2, you know, what we have built is a fully managed serverless industrial IoT PaaS application or platform through which, you know, our customers can enable, you know, ingestion, monitor, visualize, and analyze the data. And, you know, with this, what we want to do is we want to take the capabilities where customers can say, hey, I have this much data that I want to ingest into. I want to contextualize that data. That way, right, you know, I derive meaning out of it while exploring or while correlating, as well as how can I take this data and connect it to different sources? Like, you know, you store it once and you reuse that again within your ecosystem, as well as how can I get a mechanism through which, you know, I extract this information through APIs and integrate that, you know, with the line of business applications that I may have, as well as, you know, the last and the super powerful thing that we have with our offering is the JavaScript SDK or the control libraries, where customers can take what we have within our UX and integrate that natively with their line of business applications. So with this, you know, what we want to do is to give customers truly the auto scale where we say, hey, how can we give ultimately, you know, unlimited scale for our customers through which, you know, we price the product as well as as well as, you know, what it caters to the scale needs.
I see. So definitely oriented towards industrial IoT scenarios where we know there's lots of data. Let's look at the capabilities. You just mentioned, you know, a bunch of things at a high level. Let's dive into the specific features that make Time Series Insight, you know, the tool for industrial IoT scenarios and data analytics.
Totally. So some of the core capabilities within TSI Gen 2 include, you know, multi-layered storage. We have cold store based on ADLS, and you know we store data in cold store in Parquet file format. It's open source where you know customers can take that, integrate that with the downstream ecosystem within Azure. And also, you know, we have a warm store powered by ADX, Azure Data Explorer. Warm store will have, you know, a finite retention where you'll say, hey, last X number of days, you know, I want to send it to warm store and get unlimited queries on the warm store, wherein, you know, I want to use the cold store as the source of truth. That way, right, you know, customers they bring their own storage and they own the data. Tomorrow, if they want to go take that and use it with something else, they own it and they take it along with, you know, the catalog that we can give them on understanding, you know, how the data is organized internally. So multi-layer storage is one thing that is big with Gen 2, and that is what we are doubling down on. And we want to truly give a flexible data platform where, you know, I spoke about Apache file format, and, you know, we'll be working on connectors where we will say, hey, using these integrations, customers can actually, you know, integrate that with their first party and applications, both upstream and downstream. And we want to enable customers to bring their historical data as well. That way, right, you know, they analyze not only the streaming data, but also the data that was collected in the past. And with the rich APIs that we have, customers can not only explore the data within our UX, but, you know, they can take that and integrate that with any of their line of business applications they have. And we are enterprise grade scale. We want to give, you know, customers the capability to truly go and scale it to their enterprise scenarios. And with all the rich extensibilities and the connectors that we are building or we already have as we go into GA, we think that, you know, this will enable customers to truly analyze all their scenarios and derive meaning out of the data that is being collected.
You already hinted a little bit at that with these features, you know, the ability for customers to reuse existing data stores, integrate into the business applications. Tell me a bit more about the core scenarios, the main scenarios that GSI is really good at.
Totally. So I think, you know, we have like three buckets through which, you know, you can classify these scenarios at a high level. You know, you can do data exploration using TSI where you can, there is no upfront, you know, data prep required. You just connect it, point it to IoT Hub or Event Hub, and you start ingesting the data. And then, you know, you can come and do modeling where you say, hey, now I want to model this data. I want to use the power of, you know, TSM, which, by the way, you know, as we evolve TSM, we'll start understanding ADT and PNP natively. That way, right, customers can go and analyze the operations and build, you know, connected assets where they say, hey, I have these assets, you know, what is the meaning it is, what is the story they are trying to tell us, how can we go and optimize on it? And then you have advanced analytics scenarios where you say, hey, I have this data now, is that anomalous? I mean, can I meaningfully derive some derived signals out of it and then feed them back into, you know, the connected environment or connected asset scenarios that I have? So in a nutshell, right, you know, what we want to do with this is like enable customers to connect in a plug and play fashion, have them do complex human processing through which, you know, they understand how they can go and derive meaning on streaming data and then integrate with both downstream and side offerings like ADT. That way, right, you know, these come together as a whole for our customers.
Awesome. Thanks, Deepak. That definitely is a nice overview of the capabilities and the scenarios. We'll look closer, a bit closer at the core components before jumping to a demo, right? Because there are a lot of things going on, and that integration into a business application requires some understanding of the core components of GSI. So let's look at the core components, and then I want you to make us a good demo of the new features of GSI.
Definitely. I'm all in for the demo. So if you quickly look at the core components, you know, for the most part, right, we have sensors or devices on the edge streaming telemetry to Hub. Today, you know, a customer can use either IoT Hub or Event Hub, and, you know, they can stream the telemetry. Now, quickly, going through this from IoT Hub, you know, what we are doing right now is we are already integrating the device twin telemetry into our streaming pipeline. So anytime there is new device information sent to IoT Hub, we automatically, you know, interpret the model for it, for the device twin model, and we populate TSM for that. And in future, we'll be doing something similar with ADT, where we'll say, hey, anytime there is a connection done between ADT and TSI, we automatically interpret the logical twin telemetry as well as, you know, the modeling information. That way, this model works seamlessly between ADT and TSI.
And for those who don't know, actually, ADT stands for Azure Digital Twins. So what you're basically telling us is that TSI in its Gen 2 fashion is totally future-proof. Once customer adopts Azure Digital Twins, when it's going to be available, TSI is ready to ingest and interact with the models that will be actually described there, right?
Correct. So what we will be doing is, you know, we'll be using the graph that is stored in ADT, Azure Digital Twin, and we'll be bringing it into time series model. That way, right, you know, customers can interact with these in a seamless fashion without like leaving the context that they have built. And what our ingestion pipeline then does is, you know, it takes the data for time series, and depending on our customer configuration, we either route it to warm store and warm store plus cold store. Today, you know, cold store is the source of truth, so warm store is optional, and you know, we'll continue to have that, and depending on customer config, we will end up building the warm store. Then comes, you know, the query layer, which works as an interactive query layer on top of, you know, time series model, as well as the data that is stored in warm and store. And using the TSQ, which is our time series query layer, we serve a time series explorer, which is our native app through which you can do exploration, third-party apps like integrations with the line of business applications we spoke about, as well as taking the data that is stored within TSI and integrating that with Power BI. And to enable, you know, batch data operations, we are working on a job engine through which customers can do bulk operations, where, you know, they can historically load the data coming from their, you know, archive into TSI, which is still, you know, in early phases. It is for slotted for future release. And so is the calculation engine, where, you know, we'll be coming up with a mechanism through which, you know, we enable customers to do complex event processing on the telemetry stream, as well as, you know, things like derived time series. How can you go and derive meaning out of the stream that you are getting? So these are the components which I'm highlighting are the ones that will be coming in future, but we are pumped to see the steps that we are taking in order to go there.
I love the way you're already talking about what's next. We'll discuss a bit about the roadmap after, but now you have to show us a demo, Deepak. It's time.
Ready. So this is in our Time Series Insights Explorer. When you click on the Explore button, you land on this. And in here for the demo, I have an environment called Time Series, Contours of Fleet Time Series Analytics Environment. This is essentially a fleet management company which manages their fleet. So if you see, you know, what we have done here is we have two tabs, Analyze and Model. Model essentially talks about, like, you know, how you can come and model the data. So when you come here, you have instances, hierarchies, and types. I think in the past we have covered these in detail on what you can do with this, but think about instances as a virtual representation of your time series. Hierarchies help you, you know, organize your instances, where you say, hey, how can I go and navigate, you know, the instances? So this is where the power of ADT will come and integrate with CSI. In full integration, the graph that is stored in ADT will power this navigation, where you say, hey, how can I go and access the data in a way through which, you know, I've configured that in ADT. And the types is where you have all the calculations stored. Like you guys know already, TSI is not a system which actually pre-computes anything. We just store variables or formulas within types, and at exploration time, we go and query the data. Now, coming back to the sections, we have analyze sections. Section. This is where, you know, most of the action happens. So there are a bunch of new capabilities that we have released to our customers. To start with, you know, let's say I want to go and explore this truck here. All of these are variables using which, you know, we will analyze. Let's say, you know, I want to say, give me average temperature and average speed of this truck for last one day. So if you see anything that is there within this yellow section here is warm store. Essentially, you know, going to Azure Data Explorer and getting us the data back. It was super fast, if you notice. Then anything beyond that is cold store, where you say, hey, how can I go and get the data not just from ADX or Azure Data Explorer, but from the data that is stored in the lake. So that is how powerful time series query is. Now you can say, hey, instead of one day, let me go and expand that to last 129 days. So what we do at this point is for these two time series, we go for last 130 days, we get the data, we aggregate it, and we show it to customers. So if you notice, in less than 6 seconds, this data came back. Now, for this demo, let's say I want to go and analyze this data for last 2 days. And within this, I want to say, okay, this is the area of interest section for me. So some of the new capabilities include things like, you know, Cloning, for example, I can say, I can duplicate it and I can say, instead of speed, let me go and look at the friction force, where you can say, okay, how can I correlate this speed with temperature and friction force? Things like this, you know, is what you can do. And you can change the color of the graph. This is one of those things that our customers always wanted. You can look at the statistics. This is something cool where you can say, okay, for this section, for this time period, what is the stat? What was the minimum? What is the maximum? What is the average? What is the standard deviation? You can do cool things like these.
Nice. Well, that's really impressive how fast that thing is responding. Your queries are actually getting instant responses. I think people don't realize that you're actually interacting with the time series inside application, which is a front end to the service. And everything happens, you know, there are queries that are behind all what you're doing right now.
Correct. Exactly. And also, right, you know, some of the things that we have focused on, you know, in the recent past is to scale this for enterprise. How can we say, hey, it's not just, you know, one or two tags. Let's say, you know, I want to go and add additional time series. I can say, okay, add, let's say I will add two more here. And immediately I'll say, okay, let me add two more variables coming from this time series. So if you notice, as and when, you know, you start adding it, the power of platform essentially, you know, is visible in how quickly, you know, the data is getting computed, because none of this is pre-computation. We are just computing it on the fly for our customers. And just to close on that, Olivier, one of the things that is most frequently used is essentially, you know, the download of, you know, the data that they're seeing. So there are various ways through which, you know, you can do it. Like, you know, you can download it as CSV today, or you can integrate that with Power BI, and you can go to the raw grain. Like, you know, hey, I want to just go to the raw data. You can start zooming in and figuring out, like, you know, what is the grain. And one cool thing that I want to show here is these markers. Right now, you know, we have built, like, these markers are free text annotations are supported here. For example, I can say something like, hey, I can say, hey, this looks interesting. And what I can do is I can just send this as a shared view to Olivia Yu, and you can say, hey, you know what? This looks interesting. Do you want to go and explore it? And when you try to reopen this view using the link, then it automatically, you know, creates that view for you with the comment and the marker there, which will be useful for these triage scenarios.
Awesome. That's impressive. That's very impressive. And you had the export to Power BI as well up there. It was an interesting request from our customers. We're creating these dashboards, various dashboards, right?
Correct. Exactly. So connecting to Power BI is most commonly, you know, most commonly requested feature. In this right now, we have both the power of, like, exporting the data raw from our product, as well as aggregating it, like, you know, whatever aggregated view you are seeing here, you can just copy it. It is as simple as copying it here, opening Power BI, pasting it there, and bingo, you have a connection.
Nice demo. Super fast, but super nice. Then before we let you go, Deepak, we need to know about the roadmap. You kind of teased us about that, right?
Yeah, so from product roadmap perspective, currently, you know, we spoke about this already in the session, warm and cold store based analytics, storage based analytics, multi-layered storage is currently being worked on, is about to go GA. We have additional scale for time series model and a new scalar and aggregate functions part of time series query. Everything is documented, up and running. You know, customers can use that power today when they start using TSI. We have revamped, you know, user experience. We have released, you know, a bunch of new capabilities around reverse lookup, auto refresh of data, swim lanes, scatter plots, or categorical variables. How can I go and, you know, visualize discrete signals? We have integration with the Power BI connector. It is already in preview, and it will continue to get additional features as we march towards our next set of releases. We have support for Azure Data Lake Gen 2. We have AAD group support coming in, where, you know, customers can use AAD groups to start configuring the ACLs to the environment. And enterprise readiness, where, you know, we are talking about how can we expand it to all the regions where our customers need it. How can we make sure it is secure, and, you know, it scales to all the scenarios. And some of the things that we are working on right now, Olivier, is around, like, data processing. How can we increase the throughput, as well as how can we do additional transforms within data processing? bulk import for archival data, essentially, you know, loading, you know, historical data and start using it in parallel with streaming data. And how can we get better with, you know, our other offerings within Azure IoT, where we can say, how can we take TSM and make it time series model and compatible with Azure Digital Twin and plug and play? And how can we have OPC UA binary and common data model support within TSI? That is something that we are working on next. Query updates, bunch of new things that are coming in query, data deletion and data update on like how can we go and make updates to the data that is being collected. Spark connector for advanced analytics, where you can take the data that is stored within TSI and integrate that with downstream analytics scenarios. And a bunch of new updates for UX, security and compliance updates, migration for our Gen 1 to Gen 2 customers. So essentially, you know, with this release of Gen 2 GA, we will have a two generation of products. So we'll be giving a clean path for our customers who are using Gen 1 to come and use Gen 2. And TSI and Edge, anomaly detection, forecasting and predictive maintenance, disaster recovery is again something that is on top of our mind, which will be worked on. And comes the fun part of SDKs. We'll be having .NET, Python, JavaScript, and Java SDKs. So these are the things that is pretty much occupying us over the course of next couple of months.
That's awesome. I hope we're going to see you more. And hopefully next time some demos for developers using these new SDKs. I'm looking forward to it.
Totally. Thanks, Olivier. Thanks for having me on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Deepak, as usual. If you want to learn more about Time Series Insight, you can go to aka.ms/IoTShow/Time Series Insights. Deepak, looking forward to your next episode with us on the IoT Show. Everyone, thanks for tuning in, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.